No, I touched it.
Ooh, you touched him.
Touch what? Ooh. What we touching?
I don't know.
I touched that just computer and said
he
all seductively.
The computer, he touched it.
All
right.
Seductively, my brother.
I wanna wait till somebody and. I want to wait till a hot guy at a grocery store picks up a single banana and I can walk up with my single banana and be like, can we touch tips?
Oh. I got a banana tip. And
can
you
we
get
touch
a banana
tips?
Tip. Who walks out of the store with one banana?
Yeah.
Weirdo.
Roll Farms.
I don't care that you're asking bananas. People to touch banana tips. It's just the one banana part that I'm worried about.
I saw this video the other day. I was watching. It's a show called Clash of the Cover Bands.
Yeah.
Oh.
And this guy's like talking on a banana, and he's just talking on it, and then hands it to the guy behind him, and the guy literally looks at him like he's got three fucking heads.
Yeah, I think yeah.
Nanified.
Not the nana.
So, no. Let's just put this into perspective right now. We're sitting in the podcast room, which is my bedroom. We just got the brand new computer that Cody helped build.
Cody
did build.
Thank you, Cody.
Cody
we
did
love
build
you.
It.
Oh.
So, shout out to Cody for that.
Woo-woo.
You're rad as fuck. And
Cody's single there, ladies. And here's the catch.
I have this giant-ass television that's projecting what is recording.
Yeah.
So this is just weird as fuck. And in my headphones, I can hear this weird reverb, but when it plays back, you can't hear the weird reverb. So you know what? We are going to say fuck it and go for it and record this episode of Kind of a Big Deal.
Woo-woo.
Hit a button.
In true form and fashion and all of its glory. So let's kick off this episode, episode 84 of Kind
84.
Of a Big Deal.
Is it 84 though?
I'm so disappointed.
It's 84.
Yeah.
It would have been like 87.
Damn it.
Welcome to another episode of Kind of a Big Deal podcast. I am your host, Clay Phoenix, and I'm joined here with my co-host, higher than ever,
Doug Parks.
Man. And
Doug Parks, man.
In
Doug
the room, Parks, we have drunker than ever.
Yes, the invisible
lady.
I'm not here right now.
I'm not.
She's the ghost that's in this house that haunts the house.
I do.
She's speaking for the, you know.
Doug, I'm going to give you the floor as we record here because I'm going to do some behind the scenes things. So you talk about porn, butt fucking, fisting, anything you would like to.
I want to talk about your capacity to understand another individual and where they are in their life.
Wait
like,
a second. That's not like where we are.
I deliver pizzas, and five of the people I delivered to tonight didn't tip me anything at all. And that's like telling me that I'm not worth anything. I bring food to your families because you're too fucking lazy to go get the shit yourself. And that's cool. You could be that way. But fucking take care of the people that look out for you. You never know, you know? You're going to be in the same predicament one day. You don't want to learn things the hard way. I'd much rather say, you know what? This person got in their car, as expensive as gas is, and drove 20 minutes to my house. So it's going to take them 20 minutes to get back. That's 40 minutes they drove to give you food. And you don't tip them at all, or you give them $1 or $2. That's just bullshit. Step up, people. That's all I'm saying. Or else restaurants aren't going to be able to pay people to come out and deliver food to you. And you'll just have to go get it yourself. So You'd just be like screwing yourself in the ass on that one.
What are you doing, Christine? No.
She's a ghost, so she's trying to communicate, here. But she doesn't quite
it's
know how
happening.
To form the words.
No, girl, it's happening.
Oh, is it? You can hear me? I can't.
You're a ghost. You could just turn yourself into a monkey and a football and fuck it. And then that would
Wait
be how
second.
You speak to
turn
us.
Turn myself into two things at once? Because I'm about to turn myself downstairs and get another glass of wine. So would you like
Ooh,
some of that?
Can I have one too?
Oh, you can have 15 Ooh.
I forgot
if you
to
want.
Make coffee.
Glass of wine, glass of wine, glass of wine, glass of wine, got a glass of wine, 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 wine,
wine, wine, wine, wine,
wine, wine.
I don't know why I'm singing like that.
So like did you see Danielle cut her hair on She posted a picture on Facebook. She cut her hair short like a bob. It's super cute.
Danielle?
My friend Danielle from Trilogy.
Oh. My bad. I was like, Danielle?
I miss
Danielle?
Everybody from work. I miss everybody. There's one or two people. I don't miss you motherfuckers. No, because you're like the issue, the problem. I don't miss your ass. But there's so many people there that I miss that were amazing fucking people. And just get shit on every day. And I just got tired of it.
Oh.
You know?
Man, that sounds like it sucks.
Yeah. And they hired two people to do my job. And then James still has to help them. So, there you go. You could have, you hire two more new people at $18 an hour. When I was making 20 and should have been making 25 or 30 because of how much training I went through to do the damn job. And then when I complained that I was being hurt from doing all that work, you had to hire two people when I left, you know, which meant I should have had somebody helping me.
Yeah.
So in my mind, it didn't make sense, and it was never going to make sense. It was never going to change. So I had to throw the ripple. I had to throw the stone in the pond and make the ripples change, you know?
Yeah.
So that's what I did, and I've been much, much, much happier. But I do miss the people that work there. I don't get to see everybody as much as I want.
Yeah, that makes sense.
The hell?
I'm going to have to go.
See?
I'm going to have to go through this and.
That shit ain't keto friendly.
At all. Who put this shit in the refrigerator?
That was that little girl God downstairs' birthday cake. Yeah.
She's not eating it. It's about to go bad.
I've been throwing all kinds of stuff away that went bad. That refrigerator is pretty better now. It's got some room down there. Some room. For
Look
scrooms. Room
Look
for shrooms.
That.
Always room
I know,
for shrooms.
It's her birthday. I'm going to do something cute for her.
Yeah, her same day Terry's was.
God damn it.
You could have just given her a
I'm
painting.
I'm a terrible human.
So am I.
Look, we got to drink out of the spout. Because I have like two hands full of cake.
So... If the sound on this sounds like shit, I just want to apologize.
Yeah,
because
I hope it sounds extra because that was cool.
But remember last time the playback sounded fine, but then when you uploaded it, it sounded like this, all echoey.
I like
so
that
hopefully
echo.
When you actually uploaded it, it stays the same, you know? Because we had that at one time happening.
Yeah, we did.
We are recording in outer space. If you hear an echo, it is because of the distance away from Earth that we are. So please ignore the echo.
That was an
please,
editing
please,
thing,
please,
though.
Please, ignore.
So what are we talking
echo,
about?
Echo.
We're talking about cake and fucking drinking wine out of the box in our mouth without a cup.
Yeah, and I was also talking about...
We are not doing that. I do a lot of things, but I'm not drinking wine out of a box without a cup.
If it was a fountain of wine flowing from the Everglades, maybe.
I don't think so.
Oh, and FYI, you can go onto Facebook and see our new setup that we got going on here. As we're still trying to...
Did it show up? I posted it.
figure things out.
I hope it. Yeah, I hope it works out and comes together. I hope we're not boring you with the random talks of nothingness, but we're just trying to fix our shit, people. I always tell everybody, fix your shit. So we need to fix our shit. And thanks to Cody, we got our shit fixed. we got our ficking shits.
And thanks to Doug for helping as well.
I didn't do nothing.
Well, you did.
Did you watch Madea the other night, that new Madea one where she said she donated $39 to his college fund?
Yeah, $39.
That's what I gave you was $39.75 to get the computer fixed. So me and Madea just spent the same amount of money helping you get the computer fixed.
We'll go with that.
That's just not true. So, but it was about that price because I didn't give you a whole lot. I don't know. I don't want to crickets. Where's that button for the crickets?
The button for
chirp,
the crickets?
Chirp, 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 chirp.
That was the fart.
That looks different too.
What?
The screen looks different. It used to show colors and stuff.
Oh.
You don't remember?
No, I don't remember.
Like those colored buttons would be over here and you would hit the color you wanted.
Yeah.
To show up for what? I don't know.
Oh, that's because I'm in something. I'm screwing around with something.
Ow. Yeah,
see,
that's what
colored
I was
buttons.
Just seeing.
Crickets. Yeah, that was the crickets.
I think
that nobody understands how, like, you go from a Mac to a Windows.
Yeah.
Okay. You know, when you are on a Mac, everything seems to work so much better in the world of recording, videos, sound, anything like that. Going to a Windows has been a learning curve, and we just started that. So now, like, you know, we're getting an echo, we're getting all these noises, we're getting all this stuff, and it's like Christine keeps slamming the damn door. Here goes Christina. Slamming the door and shit. But yeah, so like just learning.
It should be just as equally as offensive to drink that wine out of those cups.
It should be. But you know what is happening? Like,
it's happening, mama.
Hey. Oh, I'm right. So excited to paint at your place. They just let me paint the wall for free.
At this point, I'm for sale. Just about anything goes.
What?
I said at this point, I'm for sale. Just about anything goes, $50,000. Everything possible goes, $1,000,000. You know? $1,000,000 per day. So
if you want a year
of just treating me however you want, yeah. It's going to be $360 million, just saying. Up front, motherfucker. So I got people I can trust that can get it going while I'm being tormented for a year. But I'm down. $360 million, just saying. Putting that out there. Hit me up.
So Douglas
Park 7.
Doug's trying to sell himself.
He's got a price, though. He ain't cheap.
Yeah, motherfuckers, I ain't cheap. I'm worth it, too.
He is not worth it, though. Hold on. Because
when you find out what won't intimidate me or what won't impress me, you'll know it's fun time.
Look, all I got to say is when you write out the thing for, you know, like your benefits and all that kind of stuff, just make sure you put in there that you will always make sure their kitchen is clean.
Ooh,
yeah. Kitchen will stay clean.
You be like, look.
This is my lifetime guarantee to you. This is what you get for the money you are spending. Mm-hmm. A handsome lad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And a clean kitchen.
And a clean kitchen. In more ways than one. If you like your anus kitchen cleaned, I'll clean it for you.
Yeah, I'll clean it out.
If you want your dishes cleaned, move I'll clean
in,
it for you.
Move if out, you want move your in, New Zealand decks cleaned.
Yeah, you want your deck cleaned? You want your deck cleaned?
Have you ever seen that, though?
Yes.
Carrie. Oh,
I think,
hilarious.
I think the Indian guy that I had my phone on when he talks to me is the most hilarious thing. I'll text people stuff in the car, and it'll read it back to me, and I'll be laughing while I'm going down the road at this stupid shit, and like I won't send it to people, I'll just delete it, but I just want to hear it. But the other day I sent a text to Susie, my cousin Susie, and it said, "I want to lick your pussy, I want to taste it, girl. Yeah, mm-mm. Oh yeah, yeah," like really uncomfortable words, and like I accidentally sent it to her. And she texts it back, and she's like, you know, what the fuck?
All right, so I'm going to play it.
Huh?
I'm going to play it, but we can't talk because it's going to play on the recording, okay?
Okay.
So this is what they are talking about. That video that she sent me.
If you're like me, you find it very hard to keep your dick dry. I left my dick unprotected, and it was warped out of shape in no time. I could barely recognize my own dick. Imagine that. Then I discovered Schaefer's New Zealand style dick sealant. The best way to take care of your dick in three easy steps. First, wash your dick with soap and water. Then wait for your dick to dry. Once your dick is clean and dry, paint your dick with Schaefer's dick sealant. I used to be too embarrassed to invite people over to see my dick. But now, my dick's the talk of the town. I even have pictures of my dick. Check out that dick. I'm gonna send this to my secretary. Barbara always loves to receive my dick pics. After all, summertime is all about spending time on your dick. I'll often have 20 to 30 people on my dick at once. That can really wear your dick out, causing dick splinters and discoloration. But with Schaefer's dick sealant, my dick stays a nice golden brown colour. Who wouldn't want a golden dick? I used to never let children anywhere near my dick. My dick was too dangerous for cuds to play on. But it seems like every cud in the neighbourhood's been on my dick this summer, and they've all had a good time. My dick's over 70 years old, but it looks brand new. That's part of the reason all my neighbours are jealous of my dick. Wasn't that right, Jum?
Yes, you've got a nice dick, okay?
His wife is always on my dick, begging me to know the secret of my perfect dick. If you like Schaefer's dick sealant, check out Schaefer's New Zealand style cock. I had a huge hole in my dick, but I fixed it by jamming some cock in it. You'd be surprised how many things you can fix by jamming cock into them. Have an extra large hole your dick? Try Schaefer's African style cock. Just go to your local home improvement store and ask for the big black cock. Schaefer's New Zealand style dick sealant. Don't put it on your penis.
Let's go to Home Depot tomorrow and do that. Where's the big black cock?
I have a friend that lives in New Zealand. And I don't know that he thought that was funny.
They might throw us out. They might throw us out thinking we're doing a TikTok and get pissed off. Like, get the fuck out now. You're not going to do that here. Like, we're not filming. We're just standing here asking you questions about the big tube of black cork.
It's so weird, though, how different accents make words sound differently.
I know. It's so cute, though.
Like, I got so many cunts on my deck.
Yeah.
Look, if I was like to date a guy that had that accent, I'd be like, come on, let's go out on the deck.
Instead of going out of the town, she wants to go
out
on the deck.
I just want to go out on the dick. The New Zealand dick.
New Zealand dick sounds like a carnival ride.
It is, though, I bet you. At least one of them is.
Oh, frick. All right. So.
All right. Back to reality.
Fiona, I'm sorry, baby. I'm shutting the door. You can come in. Fiona's so sweet. She loves to cuddle, but she sheds all over it. It sticks to my face and my beard hairs. And I'm just like. For an hour,
well,
I'm just laying
I'll
there watching TV.
Fiona, like, yeah. But I can't take Bentley. You take Bentley, I'll take Fiona.
They always end up, all three of them end up in my bed every night.
I know. That's because you're the only door that's open
and
to
like,
them.
And they all have their places where they can go, and they
I
know.
Get really
sometimes
stuffy.
I kick Bentley off the bottom of the bed. He gets mad. Mm. But he shouldn't be down there. He'll end up like on top of me, and then he'll like scooch on down, and then scooch on down, and then scooch on down until he's down by my feet in between.
Did you see this bullshit? Hold
on. Christina earlier had puppets going. They're pretty cute.
Why is this not happening?
So,
hold on.
Yeah, finger puppets.
I'm an idiot.
It's just a finger.
It's my finger.
That's your finger?
That's me.
Yeah, she had.
It's dumb.
Yeah.
I need to be.
So Christina was bored and
this.
Stoned and drunk earlier.
Terry, you're better at this. Help me. I got the idea.
I love it, though.
You got to get the rest of it.
Family Guy thing.
It was so dumb.
I love Family Guy. Fucking Stewie. I can imagine Stewie's me as a baby.
Like, I can't write on the fingers that I can move and manipulate everything else. But I need someone to be able to like draw Stewie's head on my finger.
I can't draw that well.
Or I need to draw Stewie's head on someone else's
finger. What if you
finger?
Just made, what if you got some fabric and sewed little puppets you could put
How
on your
How many fingers do we have here? 30. We have 30 fingers.
It could be drag outfits
she
for your hands.
She can do basic math.
I know at least one time.
So.
But then we can have a chorus of finger people.
If you make puppets for your toes too, you could have up to 20 people in your
Gross.
Booty.
I'm not into toe people.
So you want to hear some
yes
things that were put out about reality TV shows being fake?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Well, half of TikTok's fake. That's just made up.
Yeah. Let's talk about fake reality TV shows. Number one, the Kardashians filmed their reality show in my restaurant. For this particular episode, they were getting kind of drunk on champagne. However, the producers told the staff to pour sparkling water into champagne flutes, which they then proceeded to get drunk off of. So, number two. My sister Julie was on The Real World. Our entire family went down to visit her. Julie was really excited for us to come down, but she also gave the show a ton of footage of her being annoyed that we were coming. When we got down there, she started inventing issues and even picked a big fight with my dad. When our family was leaving, the producers begged us to stay. They even offered us money. Crazy. So number three. My best friend was on 16 and Pregnant. They asked her to reenact a conversation that she had with her mother off screen. The funny part is that they had her reenacted about a week after giving birth, so she was no longer pregnant. To hide that, she wore a big sweatshirt and held a teddy bear in front of her tummy so you couldn't tell the difference. Wait, I actually think,
I think all famous people are actually robots. They're not actually people.
Number four, I was on Jerry Springer. The episode never aired, but the entire thing was fake. They even asked me to find friends to complete the storyline of a double love triangle. The coolest part of it all was when they literally asked me if I wanted a fake doctor's note or a fake death certificate made out in a fake family member's name in order to get me out of work. Number five, I was a guide at Fort Niagara when Ghost Hunters shot an episode there and claimed to see an apparition out of the window of the bakery in the French castle. Turns out it's a double pane window, and due to the imperfections in the glass, and made their own reflection appear distorted. You want me to keep going?
No.
I could tell in your face
I'm,
you were
I'm
like,
what the hell are we talking about?
Fake reality TV.
I know, but I don't know. Somewhere I lost interest. I'm being honest. Like I my mind was went somewhere else with something funny, and I was just traveling with it. You know what I mean? I wasn't even, it might not be what you're talking about. It might be what you're talking about. It might be interesting. I just stopped following along, and my eyes went away to another place. You want me to talk about it?
See, this one I get, okay?
Oh, so, I kind of want to talk about it.
What?
Where my mind went.
Talk about it.
Super too high. And too drunk. And
I was marrying, like, I was marrying Betty White and Morgan Freeman. They were getting married.
Aw, that's cute.
And I was just imagining.
Hey, that's a really good idea.
That's where I went is with that. I know it's dumb and sporadic, but I got to thinking about if anybody was, that maybe that explains Betty White. They are robots. I don't know. I just love Betty White. You know, I wish she hadn't like been taken out of circulation.
With no disrespect, thank you for wasting my ear space.
Yes.
So, this one I've
often... Well, at least now they're interested in what he's going to say.
This one right here, I've often wondered about American Idol.
Ooh.
So
I don't like them no American more with the Idol. Lineup.
This
the lineup
one says,
of judges is fake.
This one says, I tried out for a Canadian Idol. The contract they made us sign literally stated that the producers could override the fan votes if needed to make what? Sure the person they wanted to win would win.
Rude. But why? Because,
well, it's just
like
our presidency.
Fans? Voting, that's fan votes. Like, that's people that are like, yeah, we like this. Why would you be like, nah, you don't like this?
But I mean, everything has to be counted by somebody.
They want to know who's going to make them the most money and be the most successful.
Like, yeah, it's rude.
No, and they can't trust Americans voting because Americans vote for who they want. Oh, I don't want to see them lose, so I'll vote for them because we know everybody's going to vote for the other one. It's just a manipulation tactic. Keeps us busy.
That's a whole
so,
different
speaking of American Idol, somebody posted on socials that there is a whole generation that does not know that Kelly Clarkson is the original American Idol.
She wasn't like the first ever, though.
But American Idols back then were amazing.
She was.
I liked the way they were done then. They kept changing stuff, and it just got...
Kelly Clarkson was the winner of the first season of American Idol.
First ever?
Yes.
She's done amazing things with her career.
I don't think so.
She has her own talk
show
now.
Carrie Underwood was on there, right?
And her, I haven't.
Carrie Underwood won from there.
Yes.
Yeah, a lot of good people for a lot of years, but it seems like the ones the last few years, you don't hear them going to do much. You know, and they're really great singers, and they put out a few albums, or they, I don't know, they just kind of fade away, and I wish they would come back and hear more from them because I liked them.
I feel like
Brian
the music,
Justin Crumb, where you at, man?
I feel like the music industry is so weird.
I didn't realize that she was the first ever.
First
I thought
ever.
She was like the first like,
couple.
Couple.
No,
yeah, I always thought she was biggest. Up the early ones, but I didn't know it was the first one.
And then didn't she have that like movie with what's his face, the second runner up?
Yes.
With the cute hair.
Yeah, from Justin to Kelly.
Yes, yep. I never saw that, but yeah, oh, I didn't know that.
Justin. Oh, he was the cute one with the curly hair.
Oh.
In the first one.
Yeah, he was a cute guy.
Yeah.
Really good looking guy.
I didn't realize that.
I love
his
hair, too.
I bet you a lot of people don't realize that.
What?
Terry, that Kelly Clarkson was the first.
No, like, I think that people that are fans of the show do realize that she is the first. She's
right.
the first winner that started the whole entire progression.
But people that love the show and don't like follow it, they might not know. They might like just me.
Yeah, but that's why.
Like, wow.
That's why the post was like a whole entire generation does not realize that she was the original American Idol.
That's cool.
This whole new generation has never seen the beginning of American Idol.
Wow.
You can't find it on streaming or anything
really?
Like that. No.
Oh, damn. I didn't realize that.
Streaming wasn't a thing when American Idol started.
True. Oh, my God. I'm so old.
I mean, it's kind of like people, I say, have you ever seen Big Brother? And they're like, I have no clue what that is. But I know what Survivor is. They started at the same fucking time.
Right. One of them just, like, clicked with society and the other one didn't.
Here he is today, that Justin guy.
Let me see.
Oh. What is his last name?
He looks completely different.
Oh, Guarini?
Yeah.
Yeah. Justin Guarini.
He looks happy, though. That's good.
He's adorable.
Yeah. Classic beauty.
Classic beauty.
Yeah. I don't know how else to explain it. Everybody's like, he looks so young. I'm like,
who are the first 10 winners on American Idol? The first one, Kelly Clarkson. Oh, the second one is Ruben Studdard.
Ruben Studdard.
And where'd he go?
Fantasia.
Yeah, where's that bitch at?
Carrie Underwood.
Definitely. She did good.
Taylor Hicks Vince. I don't remember that. Yeah,
she disappeared.
No, him. He's a country singer.
Oh, okay.
Is he still?
But it's country, Christian country. It's like not mainstream country.
Oh, okay. I had to look him up.
Let's see. What is the next one? The next one.
What's his name again?
Jordan Sparks. Jordan. I remember her.
You remember Jordan Sparks?
She's kind of famous. She got blew up too.
Like,
you know?
David Cook.
David Cook dwindled. I don't know. And he was, he needs to come back.
Mm. The next one was Chris Allen, which is, I don't really remember him. He was cute. I'm sure he was really good, but doesn't ring a bell. Lee DeWise.
What was that country nine? Christian guy's name?
Oh, it was.
Season 10. Scotty McCreery.
He put out a couple songs. He just put out a
He still puts out songs.
Yeah, he still
you know
puts
what's
out
funny
songs.
Though? Everyone in that season didn't want to work with him. They were like, "No, we're not. No, we can't. I don't
want." His voice was unique.
Well, and that's why.
Like I loved his voice.
They couldn't work with him cuz they didn't know how to like step up. What he was throwing down.
Yeah.
Are you ready?
I didn't even care what he looked like, even though he was a hottie.
Oh,
This is Taylor Hicks. Okay? I want to play him for you.
I wake up every evening with a big smile on my face, and it never feels out of place.
Oh, I love it.
I used to probably working at a 9-to-5 pace. I wonder how bad that tastes. When you see my face, hope it gives you hell. Hope it gives you hell. When you walk my way.
No, he does not sing that.
Hope it gives you hell.
That was originally by All American Rejects.
Yeah.
It's just... It's a cover song, so I can play a cover song.
Oh, okay.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, but yeah, that's Taylor Hicks. He still puts out stuff. Like, he really does.
I got you.
I looked him up. I'll check him out.
That's
now, like, the more we say it, the more I realize I've heard it a lot more than I thought I did.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I'm going to be reproducing a new song.
He was a cute silver-haired man.
Dim Beats.
Taylor Hicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now I remember him, but.
He's a good singer.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
You remember when. The first couple.
You remember when Chris Daughtry won? And everybody
was
like.
The bald guy. And I was like, yeah.
And everybody was like, That's so unfair because now he made his whole band famous too. Because nobody knows him as Chris Daughtry because the band is Daughtry.
Okay.
So when you say Daughtry, everybody's like, oh, I like that band. But if you say Chris Daughtry, they're like, who's that?
Well, yeah. I mean, who cares?
Yeah, but
whatever,
I mean, like,
man.
It was a big thing back then.
I'm like, sure. Well, there's a lot of people that are like.
Who cares?
Remember when you used to text in to vote for your favorite?
Yeah.
I used to waste my minutes. I used to waste my minutes on my. On my little tiny Nokia phone that I got when I was 16. No, it wasn't a flip phone.
I had to flip one.
It was.
What
was
the noise it made when it rang? Do you remember? Let's find out. Let's do the Nokia.
Yeah,
phone
look it up on YouTube and play it.
I don't know if that was it, but
we'll find it, Nokia.
Hold on, I'll play it. I'll play it because it'll play on my Bluetooth.
Yeah, look.
Nokia phone ringer. No, Nokia phone ringer not working.
Usually.
This is from 93.
Right?
That's it.
Hilarious.
Here's the original BlackBerry ringtone.
Oh my God. What was the first ringtone you ever heard? It's different for you because I'm sure there was a lot. But he.
The BlackBerry.
Oh my God.
Honestly, the first cell phone my dad ever had was a Nokia.
Was it?
Yeah. And then we got Nokias through. You remember back in the day when you used to be able to buy the cards and you got so many minutes?
Yeah.
Okay, so that's what we used to do. But they didn't have service at our house unless upstairs, and we had to put them up on a shelf. So when our friends texted us, our phone would go off and our mom would yell down the steps, "Your phone went off!" And whosoever name was like associated with it.
Right.
And it's just like brings back memories. Bring back so many memories.
That's adorable.
Because the agreement was when we were younger was in order to have a cell phone, you had to have a job and pay for it.
Right.
That was my first one.
What the hell is that?
It's a cell phone.
It's a compact phone.
It's a cell phone. The front mouthpiece flips down. It was really heavy. The whole back of it's a battery. And you had to charge it like every fucking night on your charger. Yeah.
The whole back of it was a battery and you had to charge it every night?
Yeah. It was fucked up back then.
And now you're showing me that on an iPhone 13.
Pro Max. Like 1 terabyte.
Let's not brag about the fucking phone. It's just the fact is that you're showing me that on a smartphone now. Yeah. Like, how far have we come?
I mean, the cell phone bill stayed the same. Just the technology got better.
No, I think they got more expensive.
I mean, slightly. But I don't know. My phone bill is $250 a month for this phone. My phone bill now is $120 a month.
I remember back in the day when I was like, if you have a cell phone, you're rich. Like, that was my mindset.
I thought when you had a pager, you were rich or a drug dealer.
Yeah, there's a charger. There's a charger it laid in at night.
What?
Yeah,
it's
you
got
had
its own little bed.
You had to make sure you pushed down on it when you got it in there and it clicked, or else you wouldn't charge and then you wouldn't have a phone all day.
You'd be pissed.
Because you can't take it with you. You got to leave it home then. Those days sucked. But they didn't. I love that phone.
So I have an idea. Okay. I designed this kind of a big deal T-shirt, and I mean my water. You can have the rest of it.
I just
So I designed this kind of big deal t-shirt, and I think we should release it as like a limited edition thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. You're the ones going to be doing all the work and all the designing, and I'm going to be left out of everything but the money I get from it. So go ahead.
That's not fair.
That's just what will happen. You'll be so excited. You'll just be doing your thing. And then, like, when the money comes in, you'll share it with me. But actually, it just goes to the podcast.
I can't find
it. Into the podcast account so the podcast can grow.
Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like, and it's only one. So, like, it's not like it's going to be a lot of
We need to get in touch with the guys and gals from the South, the ladies and the gentlemen. From the South.
I never stopped talking to him.
No, I mean, we just need to reconnect.
That way I can go on TikTok and like
paint stuff.
Yeah. Oh, you're going to bed?
See, I knew you wouldn't have made it to Port Deposit. We'd have got down there and you'd have been like, I want to go home.
I want to go home. Can I please go home?
All right, we'll do that.
Okay, thank you.
Ditto.
Bye.
All right. What were we talking about? Probably didn't matter. If I can't remember.
I totally just turned you down.
I'm Imbi.
What were you talking about? We were talking about a.
Why'd you turn me
edition.
Down? What'd I do?
It was an accident.
Well, I'm still down. You got it off.
A limited edition. No, you're not down.
I'm not the green one, number two.
No, you're number three, bro.
Oh, okay.
All right. Now that we got that figured out. All right. So this, you want to see it?
What is it?
Can I get into it? What the fuck is going on here?
Stand with Ukraine.
Yeah, it's like, no. I'm like,
is that the Google backdrop thing? You can go and stand with Ukraine. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's what I'm talking. That's what it is. I think. Respect the process mugs. I forgot I made those. There's so many things on this store that people could be buying. Like,
well, right now,
it's insane.
We're not talking about much. And it's kind of like dead air, and people are probably like, what the fuck are they doing?
Oh.
Rein it in, guys, you know?
What we're doing.
Back on track.
What we're doing is we're looking for that shirt. Oh, I know why. I'm in the wrong account. So you know what?
Why is that one not up? What was wrong with Miller Parks?
It's not Miller Parks. Miller Parks is it's still a thing, but it's not valid at the moment. So this is what the shirt looks like. On the front of it, it says "Make Today Epic." And on the back of it, it has...
Can we do a Build Yourself Back Better t-shirt?
What? I think that was only funny to you.
Build Yourself Back Better.
I don't know what that
because is. Because Biden said the new slogan's Build Back Better, America.
Oh.
You don't
oh.
remember that?
I'm no. Like,
we need a t-shirt that says, Build Yourself Back Better.
Okay. We'll go for that. Right there. See, you're making ideas.
Oh, lordy, lordy.
But yeah, so the front of it says, Make Today Epic with the rainbow colors for pride, like smeared in the back. And then the back of it has a kind of a big deal logo And it's got the equality symbol in it.
Can you get me a shirt to wear?
Can I get you a shirt to wear?
Yeah, like I want one to wear in dark purple, the same color purple as my Chewbacca t-shirt that got damaged. If we could get like that color purple. Because I don't have a purple t-shirt anymore. That was my only one.
This color purple?
I don't know.
Okay.
That looks pretty faded. Or pastel-y. Maybe it's just because I'm looking at it at an angle. But.
I mean, it's purple. Did you see the purple shirt that I got my mom's?
No.
Okay. So it's a nice purple because it's the same shirt. But, yeah. So this is the back of it, kind of a big deal podcast with the equality symbol. And then make today epic. So that's what I'm thinking about. Microphone. Nobody can hear you. Your green t-shirt?
My sagey green t-shirt that I had the medical thing on with the stethoscope.
Yeah.
Into my, it looks like shit. It's all fucked up. So I want to get a color to replace that color too.
Because it was vinyl.
That shirt in that color. Like a bright olive color.
Because it was vinyl.
Yeah, somebody, whoever I ordered that from, they did a cheap job.
It was like an Etsy, right?
I know. But couldn't I just like get the color t-shirt I want and make my own t-shirts? We got the stuff.
Yes, we do. We have a lot of options to make shirts. We're going to do it.
And if we set it up in my current bedroom, I would be more prone to come in there at night and just fuck around with stuff and make things. I would.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want to watch TV all the time.
All right. So anything else you want to touch on?
Not that I could think of.
Okay.
That's not to mean that, like, in a few seconds when you're busy doing what you have to do, I'm not going to interrupt you with something stupid and dumb.
You probably are.
Just, you know, it's just the truth. You know, I'm aware of it.
Yeah.
I just can't always control myself.
So, until next time, you can follow us on Facebook at KOABD Pod. You can also follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Oh, sorry, just Instagram at KWBD Pod. You can follow Doug on TikTok at Douglas Park 7.
And please follow me. I need 210 more people.
You can follow me on TikTok at Terry Clay Miller Jr. And you can follow me on Twitter at The Miller Clay. That's also the same thing for my Instagram and my Snap. And what's your Snap?
In a deformation. I mean, what I don't know my Snap. My old Snap.
All right.
Here,
so
you know how to look up what you need to look up. I opened it. I don't know what it is.
So Doug's Snap is Doug E underscore P.
Underscore
P. A. So until next time, stay true.
Stay on top of shit.
Stay weird.
And always be
a big deal.
Deal, 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 deal.
Oh, fuck. I got all my stuff set, like, screwed up here, so like I can't even play like the end like normal, like, but anyways,
I didn't talk about having ass surgery.
What? It's still recording. What?
Is it? I thought you stopped.
No, it's still recording.
I went to the doctor today, the hospital people, and they set me up for Wednesday to have my hemorrhoid removed. And he said, how long has it been there? And I was like, 12 years. And he's like, what? He's like, why didn't you have it dealt with by now? And I told him how the last doctor I went to messed me up and hurt me really bad. And because like, yeah. And like, I'm like, I just didn't want to go back. And I told him everything that happened. But he's like, that's ridiculous. He's like, this is going to take me 5 minutes to fix.
Is it going to be painful?
Well, no.
Are you gonna have to sit on a donut?
They have this cream now that you buy. It's $50 a tube. I have to pay for it myself. But you put it on there and it numbs the whole entire area. You don't feel shit. So yeah, I'm just gonna get that cream and continue life as I normally have.
Rub it all over
your
butt.
Being celibate, so I don't have to worry about it.
And remain celibate, so I don't have to worry about it. Well, I am glad that you are getting your anus fixed.
I bet you when my anus heals up, it's going to be like, we're open for business now.
You go flip the open and close sign from close to open.
Yeah, because it was like years ago when I was younger, I was a bottom. And then I realized the joys of a top, and I just was a top from then on out.
Ma'am.
And it would be funny if my butthole was like, I can bottom now.
Ma'am.
I got rid of it. I get rid of that nasty Siamese twin.
Ladies, he's getting it ready. So, without further ado.
Now when people see my asshole, my asshole is going to be like, oh, I got that hedge removed.
When you come out of the doctor's office, just be like, can somebody roll the red carpet? The bottom has arrived.
Me anus is happy.
Your ass is going to be so tight, too. They're going to have to restretch it.
I know. It's going to be hell.
Going to get one of those butt plug kits that takes you from like a really small size.
I'm just going to have to find seven guys of seven sizes.
Seven guys, seven sizes?
Have fun, yeah. Just have fun. Be like, everybody pop a Viagra a half hour away from each other. And I'll just go right on down the line.
Right on down the line.
Right on down the line.
I think that's what they call, I'm just a holster.
A good time. Oh, fuck no. I'm going to be sitting on the front porch, bitching about Grindr, how everybody on there just fake as hell, you know. But they're not really fake as hell. They're just doing the best they can right now.
No. I think they're fake as hell.
There's a lot of games on there, like pure hatred games. Like, you're going to talk to me for a minute, ask for my picture, and then block me. Like, for one, like, your profile's blank. I have pictures on mine. And you're coming at me, and I'm like...
Okay, so...
So I'm like, no, I'm not sending you a picture. You see what I look like. I don't even know who you look like.
What's weird is... And straight people don't understand this, but... To be gay and be in a committed relationship, it's like unheard of. Because most gay relationships are open or things like that. Like, I'm not trying to be ignorant to anybody.
No, they are.
But that's what they are.
And they might start off as being like, hey, it's just the two of us and we're happy for a long time. Some people continue that path pretty long or do fine with it, but that's what they want. But for the majority... It's the eye starts to wander, you know?
And everybody says it's because we're men or whatever, but I think it's because we kept ourselves so closed off for so long that now we're like, okay, I'm here, I'm out, I'm loud, I'm proud, and I'm just going to do whatever the fuck I want. But I just wanted to say congratulations to you getting your anus fixed. And... Thank you for sitting down and doing this podcast with me every week. Even though sometimes I do think of why I even made that decision. But I love you and I love all the listeners. So officially, until the next time, stay true.
Stay weird.
And always be
a big deal.
Hey, I'm kind of a big deal. I'm here and I'm gonna fly above the world and see it tonight. I'm gonna see the people proud, see the people living in peace, no war, cause this is what we need. And I say I am here and I am revolutionary. I'm gonna make everything look like it was a dictionary. All these words, pinnacle, heart, doing what you needed when you got me to start in. I don't want anybody to be left behind,
Let's love everybody for who they are tonight. Come on, we are the one, we are gonna stand together, because we can do this together, we can rise.
Stand up for what's right. Love them, hold them, believe in them. We are all brothers and sisters, and we will rise.